A battle is brewing between telecommunications companies and the federal government over more national security laws. The coalition wants to force telcos to do more to protect their networks from attack and have the power to directly intervene in the companies when there's a security risk. The telcos are worried that the draft laws are too broad, they're too vague, they give enormous power to bureaucrats and give government unfettered access to their documents. The ABC understands it's causing tensions in cabinet between the Communications Minister and the Attorney General. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
The federal government is determined to beef up national security and has already pushed a raft of new laws through Parliament, but it's not done yet. The coalition wants to compel telcos to step up security for their networks and infrastructure to prevent unauthorised interference or unauthorised access. But it's not clear to telcos what exactly that means, what changes they might be required to make, or who would bear the cost. The new laws would also give the Attorney General George Brandis and his department the power to direct a telco when there's a security risk.
We think it's adding unjustifiably significant additional and intrusive powers to government.
John Stanton is the head of industry body, the Communications Alliance.
There's no actual requirement to consult with the service provider that's about to be hit by this order, and there's no apparent right of appeal against those sorts of decisions. So we think that the balance has been a bit lost there.
The draft laws go further. They'd force telcos to hand over any information or any documents requested. There's no limit on how long the information or documents could be held for or who it could be passed on to. AM understands several major telecommunications companies have complained loudly to the Communications Minister, Malcolm Turnbull. In a statement, Telstra's Chief Risk Officer, Kate Hughes, says they share the goal of securing telecommunications networks, but says they are best placed to manage security issues. The Greens communications spokesman, Scott Ludlam, echoes those sentiments, albeit a little more bluntly.
I think the last thing we would want to see would be Commonwealth bureaucrats telling computer security experts who run these big telecommunications companies how to run their networks and their data centres. The last thing you want is George Brandis telling you what kind of hard drive you have to buy.
Industry insiders say the telcos feel they've already been asked to accept enormous legislative changes, from metadata retention laws to new copyright protection provisions, both of which come with significant costs. This latest move is being seen as a step too far. John Stanton from the Communications Alliance again.
Well, it's certainly an expensive period for the telco sector we're going through, as you say, with each of these national security-related initiatives by the government. There seems to be an assumption that the telecommunications sector will simply foot the bill for a big chunk of that.
AM understands there's division within Cabinet about the reach of these proposed laws. The Greens' Scott Ludlam says an explanation is needed.
I'd like to hear from Minister Turnbull to see whether he's got a view about what happened in his portfolio or whether the Attorney-General is just going to run roughshod over all of us like they did over data retention and the ASIO bill last year.
A spokesman for the Attorney-General says the proposed laws stem from bipartisan recommendations from a parliamentary committee, and releasing the draft is part of an extensive consultation process.
Melissa Clark with that report, and the Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull was unavailable for comment.